Now we come in chapter 2 here to another section, and actually it's still dealing with the priests, and they are reproved for profanity. They were profane, that is, profanity. Profanus meant temple, pro before the temple, or against the temple. Actually, instead of serving God, they were opposed to God, disgracing God in the very service that they had in the temple. In other words, the crying sin of the priests was they despised the name of God. And second, they disobeyed God. They were in disobedience to God. Now, the way they despised his name, and I've dwelt on that a great deal, but I have not yet put the real emphasis there. I have mentioned the old sick cow that they brought and offered that as an offering to God. Now, the real condemnation of that was not the value of it. It was not because they were giving a valueless thing to God, and he was after them because they were not giving as they should. Now, we're going to come to that. He's going to ask a very pointed question, and the question is, will a man rob God? Now, we're going to talk about the tithe and about our relationship to God today as expressed in our giving. But here, the emphasis is not upon the value of the offering, but actually upon the character of the offering. The offering that was made on the altar, and when we studied Leviticus, we took those five great offerings that are mentioned there, and each one of them points to Jesus Christ. And the thing, I suppose, that would be more impressive than anything else is the character of the offering. Each offering had to represent the one who was coming, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sin, who was perfect, he had to be, and it pointed to the one who was the Son of God. Even the sweet savor and the non-sweet savor offerings pointed to that. Now, the way they despise God's name is that they bring to God an offering that is a sick cow. It's not perfect. And it does not point to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was the thing. And it's the same thing today of making a great deal of Jesus Christ, calling him a superstar. Well, the world can't forget him, that's for sure. But they don't think rightly of him. And until you think rightly concerning him, you just happen to be wrong about everything else. Because it's important. And when we don't think rightly of Jesus Christ and we put him down as he's been put down today in books and plays and even in the liberal pulpit, you despise the name of God. And that is the reason that we hear so much that's given in a flip sort of way, like the devil made me do it. Well, the devil didn't make you do it. You got that old evil nature. Devil didn't make you do it. And the other one is, God'll get you. No, he won't. Do you think he's running around today paddling little boys and girls? He is not. May I say to you, our God is a gracious God, and he judges sin, and he's going to judge sin. He is called the awful God. Well, what do you mean? That's awe-inspiring. It means reverent. He is the reverent God. He is one to be respected. And he is to be praised. He is to be worshipped. He is to be adored. I listened on TV the other night to just snatches of Bach opera. And I think it's on a mass. But it was nothing in the world but praise to God. Now, I don't care. I understand mass doesn't mean anything, but I don't care whether it does or not. The important thing in that was that it was nothing in the world but pure praise to God. And we don't have much of pure praise to God even today in our so-called fundamental churches. And that's the thing. You despise my name, God says. And today, that is a condemnation of the church, and all believers are priests today, and so this makes a real message for us in the present hour.